Now, I think you heard what our brother shared a couple of moments ago. He spoke about belief. The believer and the unbeliever. Praise God. And I want us to understand that the person that has believed enters into his rest. It's written in the book of Hebrews. He that has believed has entered into the rest of God. Oh, hallelujah. There remains a rest for the people of God. There remains a rest for you. There remains a rest for every man out there. But God is waiting for you to believe. And when you believe, you enter into your rest as God entered into his own rest. Now, isn't it a bit ironic that God will enter his rest? Have you thought of it? Was there a point in time where God was not rested? Because the Bible says on the seventh day, God entered into his rest. God labored for 7 days, and after laboring, God entered into his rest. So what does that mean? Was there a period that God was not rested? I want us to understand that the Bible is not a book that you can read with the ordinary natural intellect. It's not for ordinary people. It's for sons of God. It's a spiritual book, praise God. And today you can understand the meaning of these things because you have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Praise God, because there's no one time in history, 2,000 years ago, when God woke up in the morning, they said, okay, he will build, he will do this today, then after that he goes to sleep, then on the second day he gets up to do another thing, then he goes to sleep. You know, all those are parables. They have got spiritual meanings. Praise God. All these things you see written in the Bible are designed for your return back to glory. Praise God. They are all written there for your return back into glory. Hallelujah. Have you heard of the return of the King? The book of Isaiah speaks about the Lord returning to Zion. Now, what does it mean that God left Zion? Hallelujah. Have we understood that I and the Father are one?
Yes.
Have you understood that this is the message that God brought through the Son Jesus Christ?
Yes.
It was actually God himself descending in the form of a man. And when God appears in this world, he appears as the Son. And the Son reveals God because God is invisible. God is eternal. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And the Father and the Son are one. See, but the Son is a manifestation of the Father in this natural world. Praise God.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ appears, he reveals the Father. He says that I and the Father are one. I and God are one. If you have seen me, you have seen God. Now this is the gospel. You see, we are now moving, we are now leaving the realm of petty Christianity. You know petty Christianity? I caught that brother here the other day drinking a beer. I saw the other one with a cigarette. I saw that woman in a place she shouldn't be. That brother told a lie yesterday. We are living that level of Christianity. Praise God. We are now stepping into another dimension. Praise God. And this is God's realm, God's world, God's creation. So we leave those elementary things aside. Paul says, leaving aside the elementary things of the faith. Praise God. Now, somebody said, but what aren't those things seen? But if you walk in the consciousness of the Son of God, those things don't even exist. That is where God is bringing us into. God is bringing us into a realm of walking in a divine nature that is equal to that of God, and it is possible. That is why today we are seeing dreams and we are seeing visions. Praise God. Do you know God too is a dreamer? Hallelujah. Praise God. God too is a dreamer. That's why the Bible in the book of Joel says, in the latter days, my people shall see what? Dreams and visions. Praise God. And today, the Spirit has been given to us, and today we are seeing dreams and vision of the end. First of all, we see the vision of the end. If you go to the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis chapter 1, you will discover that it never materialized. This didn't appear physically until the second chapter, when God now made these things appear. It had to pass through the dream phase, the thought phase. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand that this same principle of dreaming and thinking of things is what will catapult us into God's glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, certain things we take for granted as children of God.
Oh my God.
You know this light here? You know it was someone who dreamed, who had a dream about this thing is possible. That's why we have this light out there. It was a dreamer that brought these things out from the thought state into the natural. Praise God. Things that you take for granted, somebody walked out into the toilet, went to the toilet and flushed the toilet. Do you know it was somebody that thought out this plumbing system? Sewage system where the water goes through tight pipes. These things were invented by people. And when these people were dreaming, nobody reckoned with them. They were insignificant people. Praise God. People who formed things like, you know, engines. Praise God. If you see the picture of the first planes, the people that formed the planes, you see them how they tried. Somebody tried to put wings, big wings, and tried to run and fly. And different things, if you see how they developed and finally got aeroplanes to fly, you will discover that it has to come out from a dream first. Somebody has to think it, imagine it first within him, and it will come to light.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. And I want us to know that that power is within us. Creativity.
Amen.
Because you are the image and likeness of God. Creativity is nested in every man. Praise God. If you've come out of a marriage that is all in tatters, a wrecked marriage, your husband left you, maltreated you, you can look inwardly, praise God, and the Christ in you can now create another world for yourself.
God bless you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
The book of Revelation says what? I make all things new.
Amen.
That I is inside of you. Praise God. You must recognize it and know that God has given you the power to turn your world around and to find happiness in everything. It is God's will for your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Promises for this age and promises for the ages to come. Everything is for you at your disposal. The power is present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't let anything weigh you down. Praise God. Don't let anything what? Weigh you down. Don't let a husband weigh you down. Don't let a failed marriage weigh you down. Don't let, you know, a job situation, a bad report weigh you down. Family problems. Oh, don't let these things weigh you down. But stand your peace as a son of God. Praise God. I want you to understand that that thing you see in Genesis chapter 1, when God created this and created that, is all happening again in you.
Amen.
Praise God. Those stars, I speak about you. Out of you, you can create a star. Out of you, a star can emerge. The Bible says God separated the waters from the waters. And there was water above the firmament and water below the firmament. Now the waters above the firmament are the clouds. Have you heard of the clouds of God? Do you know you are clouds of glory? The Bible in the book of Psalms says that what? He makes the clouds his chariot. God is revealed in the clouds. Behold, he comes with the clouds. Isn't it written in the book of Revelations? These are allegories. Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. He's coming in you. You are the one revealing him.
Amen.
Praise God. Let there be light. It's all within you. He has commanded the light to shine in you. Everything is working within you right now to bring about the perfect man.
Amen.
Who is the image and the likeness of God.
Amen.
The Bible says in the beginning there was no form. The earth was without form, void, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Talk quickly in the book of Genesis. I assume that everybody knows these things, but I might be wrong. Genesis chapter 1. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Praise God. Now, do you know that that darkness mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 speaks about the state of every man who is not born again? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It speaks about the hopeless state of every man who is not born again. If you look at that root word, without form, without void, darkness, it speaks about wilderness, desolation, pain, sorrow, anguish. That is the state of every man who is not born again. Praise God. And Christ has to arise in you to recreate, to bring out of that rubble, out of that mess, something that is the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why it says, let there be light. Let the light shine in that darkness. And that light, when the light shines, the light does not come to change anything. It only reveals something that has always been there.
Amen.
Praise God. And do you know what the light will reveal in you? It will reveal that he will reveal the Father in you. Because if Christ is revealed in you, the Father is also revealed.
Yes.
Because I and the Father are one. Can't you understand that you are a very manifestation of God upon the earth? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the message of the kingdom. Praise God. Until you come to the place where you have believed without a shadow of doubt. Praise God. You still have problems as a man. Hallelujah. Your problem is not your account. Your problem is not somebody out there. Your problem is the way you believe or what you believe yourself to be. Praise God. If you believe yourself to be a man, an ordinary man, an ordinary mortal man, you are in misery and you are in poverty.
Amen.
and you are dying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But if you realize yourself to be one with the Father, you begin to know that all things are yours. Everything that the Father has is yours. Praise God. So you can see that after this creation, God enters into his rest. The Bible says that we should labor to enter into our rest the way God labored to enter into his rest. In reality, this is a parable of you. What we see in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. God is working in you, the Spirit in you is working to bring you to belief. Praise God. And when you have believed, you find yourself reigning in the Garden of Eden, which means the Garden of Pleasures. Praise God. But first of all, you have to have a vision. Turn quickly to the book of Joel. Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Are we there? Fear not. Are you there? Joel is... what part of the Bible is Joel? Okay. Chapter 2 from verse 21 is one of the minor prophets. When I say minor, I mean less pages. Obadiah had one page. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Verse
21. Joel chapter 2 verse 21. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Speaking about fruitfulness here. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month, praise God, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow. Joel chapter 2, I'm now in verse 24, okay. Joel chapter 2, verse 24. And I will restore, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you, listen to this word, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon what?
All flesh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream divisions. And your young men shall see visions. And also... upon the servants, upon the housemaids in those days, will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Praise God. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, praise God, shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Praise God. Now that's a bit long, but I want you to understand that It's one piece there. Praise God. If you look at these scriptures properly, it's just a very little. What the Lord is simply saying here is that in these days He has poured out His Spirit upon us. Praise God.
Amen.
See, for God to cause prosperity in His people, for people to have the fruits. Now you see, you talk about fruitfulness. Amen. You talk about no more will the cankerworm and the caterpillar eat your produce. Do you know what the cankerworm and the caterpillar are? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you can see that these things will have no more power over you.
Yes.
Praise God. Even the agents of death, even power of corruption, has no more power over you.
Amen.
But you can see, first of all, he pours out his spirit, and the spirit does what? He gives you visions and dreams. Do you know what we share out here are visions and dreams? Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said the Spirit will show you things to
come.
Mean I will give you visions of things to come. Praise God. Whether you like it or not, there's a glory that is coming right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we have to be acquainted to these things as we hear what the Spirit is saying today. You see, this what we just read today is a summary of the gospel. Because it says here, praise God, that the people shall know that I am the Lord in the midst of them. Where is the Lord in the midst of you?
Inside
me. It's inside of you. Praise God. This is the mystery of immortality and life that has been brought to light through the gospel.
Amen.
You see, the caterpillar and the cankerworm cannot eat immortality. They have no power over the body of God. Because God is what? Incorruptible. So you can see that these people have associated themselves with God. Why? Because first of all, they have seen the vision. And I will tell you, the vision today is yourself ascending into the glory of the Father. This is more important than all those things you see in this world. Eh? The gold, the silver, the riches, the glamour of life, all these things are just temporal. At the end of the day, everybody will still scramble for these things we are sharing today.
Of course.
They don't look attractive now. Because people are distracted with the glories of this world. But whether in the body or out of the body, every man will have to scramble
for this
thing at the end of the day.
Amen.
Praise God. And I don't know whether you want to be a blessing to people. Praise God. The Bible says, Zion, or upon Mount Zion will come saviors. Do you know that you are the saviors of the world?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This song goes back to the same story of Joseph. Joseph had dreams. Joseph was a dreamer. Praise God. Joseph had a dream of himself being exalted. Praise God. He had a dream of himself being exalted and his brethren worshipping at his feet, serving him. Praise God. And Joseph was not understood by his people of his time. Joseph dreamed of a famine. The Bible, you know Pharaoh, you heard of Pharaoh? Pharaoh and co, they had a dream of a famine that was to come over the land. But they did not have interpretation of the dream. But today we have that interpretation because a greater than Joseph is in our midst.
Amen.
Because today the world is perishing. There's a spiritual famine
yes.
in the land. Because when you live outside the life of God, dying you will die. Praise God. So you can see that Joseph are people who have this vision and they've gone ahead to become an anchor for their brethren. First of all, he sees a vision and he begins to gather corn and all kind of produce in barns for 7 years. Is it 7 years or 3.5 years?
Seven.
7 years. He gathered that word for seven years. Now you just imagine yourself waking up morning and night and gathering things in the storehouses for 7 years. Would people think you are out of your mind? But he saw the vision. He saw the end of all things.
Amen.
Praise God. And because of that, Joseph was highly exalted. Pharaoh gave Joseph his ring. You know what the ring signified in those days?
Authority.
When they saw the ring of Pharaoh, you must bow down. If you use that ring to stamp a document, it is sealed. But you know, in those days, they didn't have democracy and all that. You know, crazy demonstration. Praise God. They didn't have all those kind of stuff in those days. So the Pharaoh was like a god. So when he put his signature with a ring, it is finished. He gave that ring to what?
Joseph.
To Joseph. And he said that at the name of Joseph, every knee must bow in the land. And anything that Joseph said was to become law. Praise God. Why? Because he had a dream. He had a vision. And through that vision, he became a giver, a life giver, savior of the world. In fact, Pharaoh gave Joseph a name. The name was called, it's very long, so you just have pity for me. They called it Zaphnath-Paaneah. That was the name that Pharaoh gave to him. And the meaning of that, you know, in the secret, in the original language, it meant savior of the world. Praise God. Life giver, savior of the world. You can see how God hides these things in mysteries. So, how many people here are willing to see the same vision? See it. Joseph ascended into the throne of God. This allegory of you and I today. The Bible says, "So him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne." You walk in the name of the Lord. Joseph was walking in the name of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is in that sense, because we're talking, these are like parables. In that sense, Pharaoh was like God. So if you saw Joseph, you're actually seeing Pharaoh.
Yes.
Jesus Christ says, if you see me,
you've seen the Father.
Jesus was the bread of life. Joseph was the bread of life. Because in that time, all the nations of the earth had to go to Egypt to do what? To buy food to live. And everybody had to worship Joseph. Praise God. The message to the church in Philadelphia, it says, because you have kept my word, I will cause them who are the synagogue of Satan to come and bow at your feet and worship you. Praise God.
Amen.
But first of all, there has to be a dream, a vision. You must see this vision clearly. Praise God. When John saw the revelation of the New Jerusalem coming from heaven, he said, "I, John, saw the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven." You have to see that vision.
Amen.
If you are not seeing it, ask God. God, open my eyes. Because this world is passing away. Everything you see is going to be dissolved. But there's a kingdom coming into view. And you must see it first before you can enter into it.
Amen.
When you see it now, you begin to enter into it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why the Spirit is here. Talk quick to the book of Revelations. Revelations chapter 4 verse 1. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Revelations chapter 4 verse 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in what?
In heaven.
In heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet speaking with me. Oh, hallelujah. Which said, come up hither. That means come up higher. And I will show you things which must be here after. Oh, praise God. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now let's stop there. I don't want to go too far, but I want you to understand one thing. He said he saw one. Look at that word here, one. The first thing he sees is what? One seated on the throne. I will show you things to come. Things to come for you. Things to come in your life. Glorious things. Praise God. But you must come up higher. Amen. These are not earthly things. You must come up higher. Higher in consciousness. You must begin to think like sons of God. Amen. Because you are sons of God. Somebody said, well, brother, I don't know what I did yesterday. Who cares? Amen. Sons of God, come up higher. Come up higher. If you are still in the realm of pointing fingers and doing this, you are still as a man. Paul says, let us leave these elementary things and what? Come up what?
Higher.
Higher. And when you come up higher, you see an open door, and you know that door in reality is Christ.
Amen.
You can't pass through that door except you recognize that Christ in you.
Okay.
And when you pass through that door, you'll be seeing yourself seated on the throne. That's one God, one Father, one Lord. That's one. There's only one. And we are all. That is, I will show you things to come. That is the vision. Doesn't it remind you of the ladder of Jacob? Jacob's ladder? Jacob had a vision, a dream. You see the dream and the vision? And what was the vision? He saw a ladder going up to heaven. And he saw angels ascending and descending upon the ladder. And on top of the ladder, he sees what? He sees God on top of the ladder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you ascend up that ladder, there's no more you, all this. There's only God. You have to climb that ladder. Praise God.
Amen.
Come up higher. Come up higher. Praise God. You see the vision first. God shows you the vision. And he says, look at me up here. Come and get me. That is our high calling.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I saw something the other day that made me laugh. You know, I saw a comment on Facebook. Somebody wrote, he says, no matter how the devil smokes all the hemp as he wants, he cannot be the most high. Hallelujah. I laughed. You know, I laughed. I almost cried. He said, no matter how the devil smokes his hemp, he can never be the most high. Hallelujah. Amen. The most high God. Hallelujah. Higher above all things. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Woo!
That is our reward.
Yes.
Praise God. That's, you see the vision?
Oh, light.
You see the vision and you see God on top of the ladder and he says, look at me. Come and get me. Call up that ladder. Hallelujah. And when you begin to operate like God, all these are things that we call problems in our lives. You discover they are not there. It's just our imaginations. I am your exceeding great reward. Jesus Christ came for this purpose. This is the gospel. Don't let people distract you. The gospel came to remind you of deity, divinity in you. That you are sons of God. Hallelujah. Full of grace. Hallelujah. The way he is the way you are. God wants you to see him. That model in heaven. And I go back. Ascend back into that model. Jesus Christ says, I go to the Father. Amen. I ascend up to my Father and your
Father.
My God. Now, when you hear that statement with the natural mind, you think that Jesus Christ is ascending up to come and sit down by the side of God. That maybe he's going up to heaven and maybe he will sit, God is sitting on a big chair and Jesus is sitting on the left. There's no such thing. There are no chairs in heaven. The Spirit is Spirit.
Amen.
See, when you go up, you transcend humanity. It's not God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The pupa? You know, remember the story? Yes. It metamorphizes. It changes. And now becomes a glorious creature.
Amen.
Which is a creature of God. A celestial creature. Praise God. This is what we are called for, brethren. Amen. This is our calling. Hold on to the vision. As you go into the year 2015,
amen.
Strengthen yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's only as God that you can enter into the rest of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's why it's called the rest of God. It's not the rest of a man. Amen. Here we say, it says the rest of God. It's not the rest of a man. No man can enter there. You can only enter into God's rest as God.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not blasphemy, it's not something that I take to the middle of the street to start announcing I'm God. No. It's something I keep for myself and exercise myself in. Because if you go out there to announce it, they will finish you before you know it. Okay, don't tell people this thing as a secret. That's why Jesus Christ, whenever I came down, he was told his disciples, shh, don't tell any man. It's a secret. Praise God. Because they will do what?
They will trample
on you. Say, don't give your pearls to what?
To pigs.
Jesus Christ says, when you're on the way, don't speak to any man. At times you have this message, this revelation, don't try to explain it to a pastor. They will not understand. That's the way you start it. When you observe him, don't even bother. Because they will make you be like them. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are not careful, you will begin to doubt. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Have you seen a bird on a tree? You have some snakes. They know how to charm birds. That the bird will fall down from the tree. Amen. So if you are there, wasting your time with these people, they will get you down. Even Jesus never wasted his time with them. You see, Jesus Christ was very smart. You notice that he never gave them chance. He always said something to cause a confusion on himself. Before they talk, he's gone. You have to be wise. Don't explain it to anybody. They will not understand. A Bible school teacher and everything, if they want to hear something, let them go to a message and they will not understand.
Amen.
Praise God. Today we are hearing the secret of all ages. Paul calls it the Christ in you. It's a secret that has been hidden from generations. That God dwells in you. You are the temple of God. You are incorruptible, immortal. Praise God. And you bear the very imprint of God. You are the creators of the heavens and the earth. You are in God in the beginning. All these things are being brought to light today through the gospel. As you go into 2015, lay hold on this vision, on this dream. Amen. It will materialize. I told you everything we see here today came out from dream.
Amen.
Everything, the shoes that we wear, somebody thought it out. Praise God. The cars we drive, somebody dreamt about it.
Oh my God.
Praise God. I will enjoy that longitude. I tell you today, because of your vision and your dream, many people will be saved.
Amen.
You become saviors of the world, like Joseph.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. The people that are laughing at you now,
amen,
they will still come back.
Amen.
And to meet you. And this is what the Bible says. It's written in the Bible. It's there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you don't, when you come into the higher things of God, all the mummy water and the spirits and the witches and the demons, amen, those things will dissolve.
Amen.
There are no powers where God is. Amen. Does God run away from a witch?
No way.
Amen. They are the ones that run from him. Amen. God wants to save a witch. If I want to see a witch, I love you, my son. Come. He will run for his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. I was some few years ago, a sister called me to her house, a friend's sister, and she had many of these things in her wardrobe. Big, these calabashes and objects inside them. And she, you know, she gave her life to Christ. So I entered, I used my hand, I was carrying them, I pulled it, put more around, I screamed, ah, Pastor, don't touch, don't touch those things. I said, don't touch what? What? I took all the things, I put them inside the paper bag, I took it and threw them off, I drove off and threw them in the bush and I'm off. Amen, that's years ago. Amen. Now if you fear those kind of things, you are giving power to something else. But all power rests with God.
Amen.
And that God dwells in you. Don't fear them. Don't be afraid of nothing. Praise God. Nothing can touch you. Praise God. You are like Daniel and you know those Jewish boys in the era of the king Nebuchadnezzar? The ones that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Praise God. You know how they walked into the fire? What were they seeing? They were seeing a fourth person there.
Amen.
Who was that fourth person?
Jesus.
It's the Christ. Their eyes were focused on the Christ. Once you can recognize this mystery, nothing can touch you.
Oh.
Nothing can touch you. Don't let your pastors feed you with fear. They do this is why you be coming to them for prayers and giving them money. Don't let any man make you afraid. Enjoy your life.
Amen.
Amen. You enter your rest as God, nothing can touch you. Nothing. I repeat what?
Nothing.
Now you spend a lot of your energy binding and casting out and doing all those things. The energy that you'll be using to create.
Yes. Yes.
To create new heavens and new earth, you are using it to cast out devils and fight devils day and night.
God bless you,
the devil you binded yesterday, you are still binding him today. And you will be binding him every day. Why will he bind him there?
Never.
Amen. Bind him once and for all and cast him into the pit and enjoy your life. Praise God.